From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Vengeance is Mine by Dusty Rhodes. The story is preceded by a quote from Romans 12:19. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Chapter 1. The posse returned empty-handed. Tad Littlejohn and his friend, Lupe Ramirez, were hitching their team of Missouri brown mules to the wagon when the straggling line of sweat-slick horses and riders rode slowly into town. Members of the posse sat hunched in their saddles, completely spent from the long chase. Their hats were pulled low. The Texas wind tugged at their long dusters. Steam billowed from the exhaust in horses' nostrils, and lather hung along their withers. Their heads hung low, and each step was slow and labored. Sheriff Paxton spotted the two boys and reined his mount toward the livery. For a long moment, the lawman stared down at Tad Littlejohn before he spoke. Standing before him was the spitting image of the boy's father. The rough work pants, denim shirt, and suspenders couldn't hide the work-hardened boy inside. He was tall for a boy of 14, tall, wide-shouldered, and narrow in the waist. His long black hair hung shoulder-length. His high cheekbones and dark, flashing eyes told of his Indian heritage.
"I'm sorry, son," he said hoarsely through dry and cracked lips.
Tad didn't reply. It felt like a mule kicked him in the stomach. Inside his chest, his heart shattered into a thousand pieces. He swallowed a huge lump in his throat and blinked away.